Okay, so we'll start with Ashley and Orchestrion.
I'll do Pass Without a Trace again so we can be sneaky.
Okay, make stealth checks.
I mean, that's still going to be ridiculous.
And 24.
So 34.
34. Again. I think that's the second 34 I rolled.
I rolled an 11, and I believe I have plus 9, so plus 19.
30.
Yeah.
34 and 30.
30.
Yeah.
So we're invisible.
You're basically invisible, yeah. You get back to the rendezvous point, and Melly's there. Oh, no. There's only...
No, it's okay. She's fine.
Oh.
We had a detour.
Okay.
She's okay. She's okay.
So what does that mean?
You know the house on the lake?
She just wanted to pray by it.
She wanted to pray by it.
She was enthralled with the night. She's very religious.
Make a deception check.
Deception.
You better be good at it, because you keep trying to deceive people, and me and Ashley keep trying to tell the fucking truth.
Which is ridiculous, because I threw, like, a whole bunch of points into deception.
25. I get it. Nevia sometimes has weird places she likes to pray in, but, I mean, okay. She'll be along shortly. I'll wait for her.
She's already outside the city walls. Again, we had a bit of a detour. We did find some individuals that we, took care of. Did you ever see that human that came by?
Oh, young guy? Well, Yeah, he came in. We sent him inside.
Did he talk to you at all?
He had the right code words. I just made sure he was okay.
Yeah. We saved him. He was getting tortured by what we believe to be... Now, what, 4 or 5 former members of the Blood Brew?
You got Blood Brew members?
Yes.
We haven't even done that yet. Wow. You can see that, like, she's, like, stunned. Like, holy shit, you got Blood Brew members. Well, then I guess there's going to be some celebrations tonight. We got some things to drink to.
Before that, has the other team came in?
Not yet, but the Pandora checked in not long ago. I think they're on their way back.
Fair enough. Ashley, if you'd be so bold... Lead the way, please.
Where are we going? We just wanted to check in to let them know that all's good. We're okay.
And we checked in. We can go back home. If you want.
Oh, where do you want
to
go?
Oh, are you going back in the city or are you going back to meet up with Malady?
I was
going
to go to the tavern.
Back to the Laughing... Yeah. Laughter's Castle.
We might as well.
Laughter's Chapel, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be very occupied.
That she is.
Oh, we should report to Brasslands.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
what they said.
Yeah, he's gonna want to know.
What they said. Okay, I'm not there.
Okay.
Oh, wait, he does know, but we gotta go and talk to him anyway.
Okay. So you're going to rendezvous with Brasslands.
Yes.
Okay. Malady.
I'm very excited for this, Tony.
Okay. Make 3 Arcana checks.
Holy shit, here we go. I'm excited. Alright, and 1. 31.
Okay.
28.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
I rolled really good, and then I rolled a 4.
There's 4 components to spell writing, essentially. There's 4 pieces of it. The verbal pieces that you have to say.
Yeah.
Okay. The somatic components, which is what you do with your hands.
Yeah.
The actual material that you need to cast it.
Yep.
And then there's, for lack of a better word, there's the theory behind the spell.
Okay.
Which would be like the mathematical equations needed, the knowledge that you would need to be able to cast that spell.
Like writing ruins.
Okay.
Ruins.
The knowledge, or the theory behind it, is what you and Yor are able to figure out.
I gotta write this down. Hold on, babe. Knowledge.
Yeah. You've been able to figure out the theory of time travel into the past.
Okay. Is sound as in, like, correct?
It's yes.
Completed. Done.
You okay. Figured out the theory. That is, it is theoretically possible to travel into the past.
Excellent.
To write a spell that will get you back into the past. But you need to figure out the verbal, somatic, and material components that would be needed to actually do it.
But we still need the verbal,
somatic, and material components.
Still, I need?
Yes, you figured out the theory. That was part one. You figured out the theory of electricity, but you don't have a power source or the wires yet.
Understood. How do I find a power source?
That's what you and Yor are going to be working on next.
Okay, let's go.
Well, you already know an anchor point.
Those are the components.
That's your material components.
Yeah.
But then you need to figure out the verbal and actually in the somatic, how to actually cast it. In 2 hours, I've gotten further with you than I've gotten in the last 10 years of research.
I feel the same. I might have gone in one direction, you went in the other, and we've met in the middle. This is exactly when it should have happened. This moment is exactly when it was supposed to happen. We can't live in the past of not having it done before this moment.
If only she could see me now.
I would love to meet her.
She was something else.
So also I found this letter hidden in the binding of the book.
He takes it and as soon as he sees the name, oh shit.
He's still out there somewhere, right?
Yes, he is.
I don't want to open it if it's for him and he's still there.
Fucking hell. And he throws the envelope back at you. Well, that's going to be uncomfortable.
Have you contacted him? Have you talked to him?
I haven't spoken to him in almost 30 years. I haven't spoken to him since the day after your aunt died.
Did he blame you?
And himself.
Again, I don't see how you can blame anybody, even yourself. Many people had died that day. Many people will die.
You weren't there. I had a chance. I just couldn't get to her in time.
Can you tell me what happened? I don't know what happened. I just know that she fell.
Rogar fell in battle. I was too far away. As you, sure you know, sometimes in battle, you get spread out.
Especially with dragons.
Pox had just learned a spell where she was able to transfer her own health into someone else. She did that to save Rogar. And then I ran in to heal her, and I was met by Goros' tail. When I woke up, she was dead and it was too late. The battle was lost. Rogar blamed me. He made that perfectly clear when he knocked me on my ass.
Do you think there's a moment where he blames himself?
I'm sure, if I know Rogar. I check in on him from time to time, but we haven't spoken since that day. 30 years ago.
I need to find more information about that day. I need to know the items that were there in order to gather them. And then I'm going to need to be there. Being right there, wherever you were. Were you on the wall? Were you in a field?
You want to go to Dragon Throne.
What else are we doing here?
Where Ashheart's throne is. He's made his lair in the middle of the city.
I believe that it is all for naught if we can't do drastic things. This world is hanging by a thread. This is it. We're in the 11th hour. We're here already. If I don't make this step, if I don't go to Dragon Throne, and if I don't go and stand in front of that monstrous beast and say, no more, and go back and do something of real value, then that's it. This is the last stand. It's done.
He leans back in his chair and he just kind of stares up for a second.
What else is my life? What is my life? Fighting little battles, scrounging for food to help children who are dying.
He looks down at the ground and you can see the wheels are turning.
What is my life?
You leave me no choice, Melody. He stands up.
Oh, shit, is Rogar here? What the fuck?
And he has like a modest, almost like armoire. Mm. And you see him like take like a holy stance, essentially. Like, which is the cleric's somatic, the way they cast. Mm. And the armoire opens up and inside you see shining plate armor and a warhammer, a shield, and a helm with the symbol of Jaren on it. Well, I couldn't help Pox. Maybe I can help you. I guess the old priest has got one more battle left in him.
We all do.
And he begins suiting up.
You're joined the party!
You got your back in the fight. Yeah, I'm just gonna warn you, if we're going to Dragon Throne, we're gonna have to find Rogar at some point, and I'm not anticipating a pleasant reunion.
I mean, yeah.
He was prickly before this.
There's good left in everybody. This world is constantly layering bricks on top of us. Every day there's another pressure, another wall, another hopelessness shoved down our throats every day. But we can find a light through those. Through all that pressure, through all that pain, we can find a light through it. And we can,
you got through,
we can reach him.
You got through to me. I have a feeling maybe you can get through to him. And besides, if you think he's prickly, wait till you meet Arya. Jaren, help us. And he begins putting on the helmet and suiting up. Even though it's nighttime and he's going to take it right back off to go to rest when you get For the sake of the drama, we're going to allow him to suit up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's coming out, he's got to carry it some way.
That's true. He has to carry it. He may as well wear it. Yeah.
Point. So what, him and I are just going to make our ways back to the to the thing?
So, do me and Ashley get to Brasslands?
You do get to Brasslands.
Ooh. Is it back in, like, more or less the tavern, or is there another area?
No, the tavern, above the tavern is where his, like,
office
okay. essentially
okay.
is.
Okay, so it's
home base.
How late is it?
At this point, I'm going to put you on approaching midnight.
Okay, not too bad. Is his door closed?
Oh, no. It is wide open.
Ah! Lord Brasslands.
So I'm guessing following orders isn't exactly your strong suit.
Oh, no.
Not really. No. But
I'm not going to lie. I kind of respect it.
The tweet.
No. Not the best.
I mean.
So.
But for what it's worth.
You were just curious.
For what it's worth, we didn't go in. The gentleman came to us.
It's true. We were just curious about it.
Were,
we looked at it, but we didn't go.
We looked at it, but we didn't go. We looked at it, but we did not go. Yes,
but,
yes. The lovely.
He could tell, I guess, because
the lovely little bistro that he lives out there. But he came to us first. We were in the process of dispatching some of the blood brew.
The what?
The blood brew. Some of them.
Yeah,
Six former members.
Five.
Sorry.
The sixth was a prisoner.
Ah, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
The blood brew. In our city?
Oh, well.
Oh, so yeah, there's that too.
It was...
They were...
in the outskirts.
We managed to get some answers out of them, and...
They're on their way.
The rest of them.
Yes. Yeah. We got answers, and they said that they were planning an attack on the base.
They know you're here.
Well then, that changes some things. Lionel, go get Wrathfire. And the whole time you've spoken to Brasslands today and yesterday, he's had Blunderbuss on the wall next to him. Lionel, back into that pocket in the wall where he pulled yours maul out of. And let me pull it up, see if I can find a good one here. And he comes out with this.
Oh! Hello!
Oh my God. Is that Tinalex then?
That's Wrathfire.
So that's a steampunk Gatling gun?
Effectively, yeah.
Okay!
Nice.
Thank you! Not gonna lie, I've been waiting for an excuse.
Suddenly, I feel really small. These level 20 people are showing off their guns.
Literally.
Well, I guess we got work to do. City's pretty well fortified, but if they're going to launch a full attack, we got business.
Fair enough.
You boys, stick your hands out for a second. And he goes, all right, I've punished you.
Okay.
And not running, but he's moving with purpose out the doors. He's like, Pandora! Pandora! We got work to do!
I thought he was going to give us like an amulet or something.
like a protection spell.
So we go following grasslands, right?
I guess.
What else are we going to do tonight?
Yeah.
Rest?
Fuck that.
The other team comes back, and Brasslands immediately catches everyone up on what you've reported to him. And then it's just like, okay, shit's on. And everyone just spreads out into their corners of the city, and fortifications are beginning. Repairing that little piece of rust that we've been ignoring, making sure that ballista are loaded or in the right place. Traps are being built in terms of, like, cauldrons are being filled with oil, stuff like that. Like, they're getting ready to repel an assault.
Okay.
There are several larger ballista that look like the scorpions from Game of Thrones mm-hmm. that are being loaded. Those are, like, on the ground that can fire up. Even though this part of the enclave has, like, a roof. There's, like, a tin roof that covers it if a dragon rips through it.
Yeah.
You know, so everything is now, that's what's happening throughout the city. And when you arrive with your malady, it is...
Hustle and bustle.
Hustle and bustle. Even though it is midnight right now, anybody who's able-bodied enough to build, repair, wield a weapon, everyone is just...
Well, aren't we glad we said something?
Yes.
Good. Magnificent mansion.
Okay.
I took it. You took it too?
No, I did not.
Oh, I took it. It does not say that I have to be inside it.
Really?
It doesn't.
Huh.
I've read it 3 times. I can make the door, and I can open and close the door myself. I can put 100 people inside for 24 hours.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They'll have food and warmth and whatever, and they have servants and yada, yada, yada. Could I put all of the non-combatants in there?
I don't know if you can get everybody. There's more than 100 people in the city.
The kids?
You can get the kids, yeah. There's less than 100 kids, so yeah. You can get all the kids. We'll say you can get the kids and, like, the elderly.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll say that there's just
enough.
It's
only 24 hours. I don't want them to pop out in the middle of a battle.
Fair enough.
So.
Well, the battle's not.
It's not happening right now.
Yeah, it's... They said, you know, they're... getting ready for it. That was just a scouting
group. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be like popping up on the door any minute now.
Don't give the DM ideas.
Okay, so my plan is before I go to bed, I'm going to cast it and I'm going to send it into the future one day so I can keep my spell slot.
With Pocket? Is that what you're using?
So I'm going to cast Pocket. I'm going to cast my spell and I'm going to use Pocket to send it into the future. Now, if tomorrow we get attacked and it's before midnight, okay, that's a problem. But if it's after midnight, oh yeah, there you go. Hop in the house.
Okay. So explain Pocket to those playing the home game.
You don't know Pocket?
I know Pocket. I wrote Pocket.
I didn't quite get the impression that the attack was quite so imminent. From what the guys were saying.
Yeah, either way. They seemed like pretty chill. But then again, mass murder is always a little bit
that's
chill.
True. Yeah, I don't know their timeline. They spoke in vagaries about that.
Oh. I can't fucking find it right now. Pocket. Ritual. That's why. I can hide an object in time. The object can go 10 minutes into the future and expires. No, I need to use, I can't put it in time. The spell that you gave me to put a spell in time
mm-hmm.
is a 7th level spell.
Huh? How about that?
Ew, you fuck! Arcane Pocket. I can hide a spell. Mm. Alright, you know what? I don't like you at all.
That's better.
I have a question about the magical mansion thing.
Okay.
If you put someone in there, and then it's a thing that's there, or could it like just sort of disappear, but they're still inside?
It's an invisible. So you open up a door, and then when you close the door is invisible.
Ah. Okay.
They're in there for as long as the spell lasts. When the spell's over, they pop out.
Yeah.
So. When you arrive back at the city, Malady, hustle and bustle, chaos, you see Lord Brasslands, like, directing.
Yep.
Because your party's there, we'll say Ashley and Orchestrion, maybe you just got back to him after doing whatever it is you were going to do, whatever he sent you to do, and then you come back, and here comes Malady, reconvening with your team. And there's the, you hear your, "Hello, old friend." And there's a reunion with him and Brasslands, as they don't really see much of each other. Brasslands was basically helping Yor keep his secret, that he was alive and wanted to be left alone to work on his experiments. So there's also a bit of a hush that now, like, holy shit, is that him? Is that Yor? And, like, now people are starting to realize who he is. As you all return, and then you have your reunion after only a couple hours, but you're reunited with Malady.
We got some good shit going on.
Awesome.
Yeah. We figured it out. We got a lot of work to do.
Don't be all.
Yeah. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Isn't that how it always goes?
So, should we go out and see if we can find the other members of the other party and see if they found anything pertaining to the blood brew?
They came back already.
We spoke to them?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't play that out, but we can. We can certainly retro that.
I would try to find Pandora and whatnot and ask her if she found what happened out there.
You do find Pandora, and you find Derek as well. He's been following her around.
Ah,
so he's there with her. Yeah. Olenna heard something about them, too, as well. Not necessarily that, you know, she didn't come across them, but she found, let's say she found a scene that mimics one you reported.
Understood.
And she's, like, kind of motioning that she doesn't want to say too much more in front of Derek.
Mm. Got it. Well, Ashley, are we resting tonight? Or are we standing watch? What are we doing?
I think we should rest.
That's a good call. The city seems pretty fortified. If something happens, they'll break us up.
That we met were scouts, so probably won't go down tonight.
Lord Brasslands.
Yeah.
What flying animals are common in this region that would not be suspicious?
Other than dragons?
Yeah.
I haven't seen much of any in a while. Maybe giant eagles?
Polymorph, can I turn into a black dragon? A young black dragon?
Can be any beast.
Beast.
Has to be a beast.
So what's a dragon?
Wait a minute. A dragon is a dragon.
Dragon is a dragon.
Yeah. I think it's true polymorph.
True is polymorph the one that you can do that with. I have to be a beast.
Yeah, true polymorph is what you need. Polymorph, it has to be, it says specifically beast. But we can have some fun with the rules, can't we? Whose challenge rating is equal to or less than the target. So your level is 13. I can't let you turn into an adult dragon. I can't let you.
A young dragon. A wormling or a, I'm looking. I don't want to be like an eagle. And, like, everyone be like, ooh, kill that eagle. You know what I mean?
Make an arcana check.
Yeepa.
Why not? Let's do it. Let's see what we can do here.
28.
Why'd I even bother having you roll? Okay. I'll let you go young. You can be young. A young dragon.
A young dragon?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go black.
A young black dragon. Okay.
A young black dragon. I'm not going to do it in here. I am going to walk outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to go somewhere that I don't think anyone's watching. And then I will turn into a young black dragon.
Okay.
And I'm going to just fucking fly around for an hour. I want to see, what do I see? Is there an army on its way? Do I see any other dragons?
Interesting.
What the fuck do I see?
Okay. Make 3 perception checks.
Okay. Why do I do this? I am not perceptive. Do you have young dragon there or no?
Ooh, yeah. Polymorph, you would have to do it through their senses, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't say yes, Queen.
I will say whatever the fuck I want.
Okay,
I
pay, no, 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 no,
pay the mortgage in this house. I'll say what the fuck I want to say.
Perception is a plus six.
All right.
Fuck. Oh, 12.
Okay.
It's a second six you did. You know I miss you, but no. I did a 12, I did an 11, and I did a 22.
Okay. You don't see any armies amassing on the borderlines, but you also know dragons themselves are casters. So it wouldn't be hard within the blink of an eye to have an army here. With teleport, plane shift, you know, things like that. Even Renyald, if Renyald has a caster amongst his group, they could snap their fingers and have an army here.
Mm.
You don't see any signs of the blood brew. That was the 11-year-old. So you don't see where Renyald and the rest of his crew would be.
Okay.
For the 20 plus that you rolled.
The 22.
You see down below in parts of the ruins of the city, you see a building that looks like it was once a ruined theater. The roof is still partially over it, but you can see, like, where the roof has been broken. You can see seats. You can see a stage at the front. Even the part of the roof is still there. You see a shadowy figure in a red cloak stop outside what the doors would have been, sort of do a check, and then go in. And on the part of the stage that you can see, pacing and then disappearing from view because they're going under the covered part, and then coming back out, you see a figure in a black cloak, just sort of like impatiently pacing, until they see the figure in the red cloak, and then they meet.
I'm going to drop polymorph.
Okay.
And cast fly.
Okay.
So I imagine I go from one to the other.
Still flying.
So I'm still flying.
Yeah, and now you're just flying as Malady.
I hope nobody saw that. And then I am going to try to hover in an area where I can hear.
Okay.
But that they can't see me. I want to hover over the roof.
Okay.
But I don't want them to be able to look up and see me.
Okay, that's easy enough. Make a stealth check.
I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm going to die dead, guys. It's going to be so bad. I need to be much more skilled in my life.
Was it a natural one?
No.
Okay.
Eight.
Okay. Because the ceiling, the what's left of the roof is actually providing you with cover, which for them raises the DC. So essentially I didn't want you to roll a one. If you rolled a one, you would have had problems. But avoiding a natural one, you're okay. So you're able to hover above the broken part of the ceiling. As you lower yourself down, you can see that this was once a grand theater. But now you just debris and remnants of what was of the battles that were fought here just litter the seats and the stage everywhere. And you hear two voices. You hear a feminine voice. They killed my son, and I want blood. Then you hear a masculine voice reply, you'll have it in time. I'm tired of waiting, watching, being passive. Not passive, Memrina. Prudent. We know they're close, and we will smoke them out. But until then, no unnecessary risks. I understand how deep this wound cuts, old friend, but we must be patient. Father says the chronomancer must be neutralized. We cannot give them a chance to escape. Well, what would you have me do? Wait, just a little longer. I must return to Dragonthrone. If they realize I'm gone, the rebels will strike at the vulnerability. Plus, I don't want Saitam getting any ideas while I'm gone. Ling and Okeanos are on their way here. When they arrive, launch the offensive against Brassland's little fortress. But until then, patience. As long as I get the killing blow, trust me, old friend. Victory is ours soon. And you hear sounds of teleport being casted two times quickly.
I am probably biting my knuckle so that I'm not making any noise. first. I'm trying to say, first, do I think that he teleported all the way back home? He's back in Dragonthrone now. Okay. I'm really afraid of being caught right now.
Oh, now you're afraid.
Yeah.
Do me and Ashley even know if you're gone?
I'm just flying around.
Like fucking dipped off on your own.
I can't tell anybody. Okay. I gotta read something. Hold on. I want to teleport directly into Brassland's office.
You have teleport the spell?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my 7th level.
Okay, so you're casting teleport?
From flying. I just want to be like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Alrighty.
What is that? What are you rolling?
Things. 1 to 50 or 51 to 100?
I'm familiar with the place.
No, you get there, no problem. That's not the issue. 1 to 50 or 51 to 100?
1 to 50, 51 to 100. 1 to 50.
Okay.
Whether or not he's naked, I don't know.
That's 94. I rolled a 94. So you bamf right into Brassman's lap.
Ah, Jesus!
As he is sitting at his desk. What the fuck? This feels really inappropriate.
Yep! And I hop off. Sorry for the intrusion. I understand that was very annoying.
Uh-huh.
Noodles.
Well, that's a lot to take in.
I gotta go find my team. I'm gonna message all of them. I'm assuming you're within 100 feet.
Are we?
I'm gonna try. Guys, can you hear me? Guys.
He's loading his guns.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are we with... I don't know where the fuck are we. Where are we?
If you're in the tavern, I imagine you're in the tavern.
Well, you can also cast Sending. You've got two more...
Yeah, but if I can do a free one, I can do.
Okay.
What were we doing? We were talking to Pandora.
Well, you also had a drinking contest date with all of them.
Oh, that's right.
So you're in the tavern.
I'm in the tavern.
I guess I'd be in the tavern, too. If Ashley's in the tavern, I'm in the tavern.
Okay.
I'm saying, hey guys, gotta talk to you ASAP right now.
Okay.
It's about 1 in the morning at this point, just letting you guys know. You're approaching the area where you're gonna have to decide rest or exhaustion.
Yeah, come to my room.
Not quite there yet, but...
Yeah. Okay. Come to my room. Let's go.
Okay.
As you leave, Brasslands is, like, loading his weapons. He's loading Blunderbuss, he's loading Wrathfire, he's getting his hand weapons ready, he's got some, you know, hand axes.
Uh-huh.
Look, he's just now like, okay, well, shit's on.
So hey, we're at her, like, the doorway of her room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Guys, please don't be angry. I'm just an inquisitive person.
We know.
Don't be mad at me.
What did you do?
I went flying.
You went flying?
I went flying.
Flying as what? As how? What'd you do?
I went flying as a dragon.
You turned into a fucking dragon!
I chose a black dragon so no one would see me, though.
You turned into a dragon.
Oh, Braz is there?
I'm doing Zarkon. Just
Zarkon!
Just
in
front of it.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Zark. How you doing?
I haven't seen you in forever. Okay.
I don't know whether to be proud or disappointed.
It took a lot of concentration. So I turned into a black dragon and I went flying around because I wanted to know. I wasn't going to be able to rest unless I knew there was an army on my doorstep.
So you went flying as a dragon without letting your team know?
On your own.
By yourself?
It was a really good idea.
I get that it tracks. It doesn't make... Whatever.
It totally tracks.
It was a really, really good idea. And don't be mad. Don't be mad. But then I saw two people meeting.
Oh, okay.
And I snuck in... I was listening to them talking.
Uh-huh.
I turned into myself again, and I was just...
So now you were just, like, yourself out there. Okay.
So then I was just sitting there. Okay, and I was real quiet. No one... They didn't... I don't think they saw me. I hope they didn't. Or they would have killed me. Because it was Ashheart.
What?
It was Ashheart, and it was the bitch Malasaurus, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Memrina.
And they were in their human forms. And then while they were in their human forms, they were talking about a plot and noodles.
You spied on Ashheart.
Yes, it was fucking terrifying.
While they were talking about catching you?
Or your. They said the Chronomancer.
I think you're a lot...
they said the word neutralized?
Yes.
They said chronomancer. You're a lot more of a chronomancer than you're.
Well, now it's a thing.
They said that the chronomancer can't get out. Now it's a thing. Okay, fine.
So yours should been have hiding, seen me. So yeah,
probably. No, 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 they should not have seen you at all. Okay. It's okay, good that you didn't get seen.
No, I'm thinking they seeing you was bad, bad. It's a good thing they didn't see.
Okay, so, but they said that Ling and blah, 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 blah are also coming here to kill all of us.
Victoria should have recognized both
of those
names.
Ling and who else did you say, though?
Okeanos.
Okeanos.
Victoria should remember that.
Yes. It's all the biggest, baddest monster dragons are coming here to wipe out Brasslands. I just told Brasslands. I was sitting on his lap, and I told
what,
him...
What? What? Wait, 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 wait. Were you sitting on his lap?
Really awkward. I know.
How did that happen? Where did... Where,
I teleported right onto his lap.
Damn!
That's... I don't even ask questions anymore.
I just... So what do I do? Do I say, like, hey, guys, look, I'm over here, and then fucking run? Or are they just going to kill everybody anyway?
You did what you did.
You gotta see Brasslands over there. He's got like 15 guns and only two hands. Like, I don't know what he's doing.
Okay. So...
Anyway, I'm exhausted and I'm all out of spell slots, so I'm gonna try to rest.
Yes.
Someone give me a sleeping draft.
But before that... Show me your hand.
Why?
Just show me your hand, please. Please. You're punished.
Amazing.
Now, anyway... What are you drinking? Ashley, what do you have there?
Yes. Yes.
I
yes.
don't even
share
know.
Share your booze.
Here. Yeah.
Give
here,
me
here,
booze.
Here you go. Here. Jeez.
Okay. I've never done this before. I just drink it all?
In one shot.
In one shot.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, down.
What was
that,
Ashley?
You gave me.
That's some pretty strong whiskey there.
And I am like 3 feet tall, so I don't know how long it's going to take.
Well. You like that?
So a 3 foot person just drank an entire bottle of whiskey. Whiskey?
Without a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a flask. It's like a four
oh.
shot.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, so con save?
Yeah. For someone who's been a teetotaler her whole life and now just downed a flask of whiskey.
Get a plus 2. 13. Do I just pass out or do I throw up and then pass out?
No, you pass out. Under a 10, you would have thrown up.
Okay. So.
Might want to go to bed now.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, bye. Ooh, I got a headache. Do your feet feel like feet?
Bedtime. Bedtime. Our Castrion just like pushes her in her room and closes.
How
her.
Many feet okay. do you have? Because I theoretically have 2 feet, but I can't feel them right now.
Our Castrion pushes you in your room and closes
the door. Closes door. Okay. Wild night, Ashley. It's been a wild night.
Sure has.
Okay. And
I'm tired.
I go to my room.
Okay.
Let's try and get some rest.
A long rest is had, and we will pick up the next morning.